Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
Truth or dare, Kyle? Truth or dare? You gotta say truth or dare.
Do we have two truths yet?
No, not yet. Truth? Okay. Kyle, why am I the coolest one in this podcast?
Well, I guess you die now because that's a lie.
Hey, so we saw Truth or Dare.
We did.
So we weren't going to see this movie because I saw the poster.
And it looked like shit.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to watch this movie.
But then we watched the half in the bag, or I did. And I texted him like, now I really want to see this movie. This looks like this year's Bye Bye Man.
So good and bad news.
It's this year's Bye Bye Man.
Good.
It's not as good as Bye Bye Man, but it's this year's Bye Bye Man.
That's the bad move. The bad news is that Bye Bye Man is still so much better.
Because this movie had better acting than Bye Bye Man, it absolutely fucking did.
Yeah.
It absolutely had better acting.
But I love Bye Bye Man.
I do too, but it had some terrible fucking acting. I remember the singing in the car. Yeah. We didn't have that scene in this movie. Remember the Russian, non-Russian girl? Mm.
Bye Bye Man is a movie I've been thinking about buying the 4K thing for.
I almost bought 12 Feet Deep last night. They had it at Walmart. They came with two other movies like it.
What were the other movies that it came with?
I think it was like The Last Swim and then...
Just shark movies?
And then like Kyrie Sane.
Kyrie Sane?
Yeah. I think that was the other movie.
So, we decided to watch Truth or Dare because everything I've seen just makes it just looks terrible. Boy, oh boy, Kyle.
The trailer doesn't do it justice of how... I had to wipe away tears from laughter at one point in this movie. That was towards the end. We'll get there.
This was one of the best comedies of the year. I laughed a bit. I was still a little butthurt that we were not the only people in the movie. We were so close to having another movie where we were the only people in there.
Yeah, no. People came in. They were laughing as well.
Which was good.
This movie's fucking terrible, but in a way I recommend it.
Let's say if you can get it from your Redbox.
Yeah, don't go to the theater. But no. If you want a good laugh, absolutely watch Truth or Dare. It's the right kind of so bad it's good. And that we firmly believe they were trying to make a good movie.
Yeah. Oh, they were trying. Kind of like Bye Bye Man.
Yeah, they were trying to make a good movie. The ones that so bad they're good that don't work are the ones where they're trying to make a movie like that.
I wonder which one you're referring to, Kyle.
Well, we're not going to mention it because I'm about to fucking review it. And I don't want to watch it again.
So spoilers start now for Truth or Dare because I want to talk about the one thing I've been thinking about for a full day.
You've been thinking about this movie?
I've been thinking about it. Okay.
Is it the blurry license plate?
It's not the blurry. I keep forgetting it.
During the opening credits, they had a shot of a car going into Mexico and they blurred the license plate. This isn't a documentary or a TV show. You just crop that shit out. You actually pay for stock footage of a car. You don't just go to YouTube, you sons of bitches, where you have to blur it out.
The thing that I'm more okay, so with Truth or Dare, Truth or Dare, there's a demon named like
Calyx.
I kept thinking of Calyx from Soul Calibur.
No, it's Calyx.
Okay, so Calyx is a demon.
It's like a mischief demon, I would assume.
Yeah, because demons can possess ideas.
Apparently,
and this
possessed Truth or Dare.
But only for certain people.
Only if it's in that church.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's in the monastery.
Mm-hmm. That's it. It's a shitty demon. It's not a good...
That's pretty shitty.
So the whole Truth or Dare game is that you have to do Truth or Dare, which apparently... So I have a couple questions.
Why were they lame Truth or Dares when in a horror movie?
Yes. So here's my biggest one.
It was just basic Truth or Dare for the most part.
So you... Truth or Dare, if you do truth and you don't tell the truth, then you die.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a dare and you don't do it, then you die.
Yeah.
Why were they not dared to kill themselves?
Because Calyx didn't want him to do that, I guess.
But isn't that the whole point? He's just wanting to kill people? What was his end goal?
But that's not as fun, is it? He would dare them to kill other people. If they don't do it, he's going to kill them. They're eventually going to die.
Yeah.
So why take the fun out of him and just have him kill himself?
But is that his whole thing?
Well, because let's say they don't do it, then you're just going to kill them anyway? What's the point?
But the point of the demon in the movie
there's
is
no motivation for them to do it or not to do it. The end result's the same no matter what.
Yeah.
It's boring. It's a boring demon thing.
Yeah, but the demon's boring anyway because he doesn't have motivation.
I dare you to come out as gay to your father off screen. My favorite is I dare you to tell the truth. I called it and wanted to. That's not when I laughed when I cried. That was the demon saying Carter. But I don't want to get that.
I want to talk because we're already talking about how this demon is dumb as fuck.
So we've all seen the smiling faces, right? That never stops being funny. Because 95% of the time, it's not a CGI smile. They just have people do a goofy, like, do a Joker impersonation. Oh, that's scary.
Hey, did you see it? Can you do the Pennywise?
It's not scary. It's just, it's somebody trying to put on a goofy smile.
Hey, but they didn't at least do the thing where, like, their eyes went black and then they'd, like, open
They just
out.
Did a silly smile. It'd be like if you remember that old picture of, the, like, the old-timey guy and he put his lip really far up.
Yes.
If that was your monster, was that guy.
And you just went, poop a bear.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, God, he's coming to kill me. That's truth or dare.
So why?
That's the question of the game. Why was this PG-13?
Well, okay. For financial reasons, so they can get more people.
But for a horror movie where this should have been like a Final Destination film, like get him in crazy deaths, but there's a guy slits his throat and there's no blood. There's not even like, there's nothing.
Well, then there's where she has to get her hand broken.
It cuts away.
It's not, yeah, that could have been like a cool gory thing.
We see a guy get shot in the back, but we don't see it.
We see multiple people get shot and nothing happens.
Like nothing. We just don't see anything. It's just
guys cutting off his tongue. But we really don't see shittily, it. By the way. That knife must have been dull.
I mean, it's a little pocket knife.
Yeah, but
I don't think it'd be easy to cut out your own tongue. I think he was too quick to agree to do it.
Well, but he did have a gun to him.
Yeah, but she wasn't gonna kill him.
See, I thought that she was gonna shoot him.
That would have been stupid on her part, wouldn't it?
Well, not kill him. Just be like, I'm not fucking around.
I think that would just make it harder to cut out your tongue if you're like got shot in the leg.
Adrenaline. Adrenaline's a hell of a thing.
I know, but I don't know. Like, if he's smart, he would know that she's not going to kill him. Especially when they say, you have to do this or we'll all die.
True.
Or you're not going to shoot me.
Well, there's that, and also they establish, because they also do this weird thing that, I guess not weird, just, there's these themes of self-sacrifice.
It's not a theme. It's all fucking line in the beginning of the movie.
There are lines about self-sacrifice.
There's a line.
No, there's multiple.
No, they're all in the same scene.
No, because when she has a conversation with her gal pal.
Marky, or whatever her name was.
Yeah, they have the same conversation there, too. It happens like three times.
It's the same conversation, though.
I know, when it's just setting up the dumb ending.
You know what my favorite conversation was? Hey, main character girl, I don't remember your name. You've been my best friend forever, especially since my dad took his life. Anyway, can't wait to go to Habitat for... Is that literally how you're building up her thing with her dad? Which we figured when she's watching the video, he's dead. Doesn't matter how. It just got our hopes up for a scene later. I don't remember the main girl's name.
I remember
Margie because it was such a stupid
name.
Was
it Margie or Marky?
Marky.
Marky?
Was the blonde.
Like Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was the blonde, like Britney Spears looking girl?
No, I definitely agree with Jay and half of the bag that she 100%... Or no, I think Mike said it. 100% looks like The Room.
Oh, God, yeah.
She looks a million percent like
she
her.
She does. Yeah, I see that now. I don't remember our main girl's name. They say their names.
Does
like,
it matter?
I'm just saying, but like every time they talk to a character, they say their name.
Mm. Hey, Kai, what's going on? What's
so
going
the fact
on
that
here?
We don't remember their names is kind of like we heard it probably 100 fucking times.
So are you really going to sit here and defend the main girl's acting?
I'm comparing it to Bye Bye Man. She's much better than the main guy in Bye Bye Man. Let's compare main characters. You're going to say she's worse?
I don't know.
This is I'm going out on a limb on this.
Oh, God.
The script they had for this is...
Don't you say it.
Far worse than Bye Bye Man. They had less to work with in this movie. This was
okay.
Fucking hack 101 screenwriting.
Well, the problem is that every single character...
It makes me wonder if it was written by an English speaker. Because it didn't feel like it sometimes.
I don't see how that would affect plot.
Nah, just translation. Yeah. No, I'm just saying script, not plot, dialogue.
Okay, I got you.
I'm going to look up her fucking name because it's going to bug me.
Really, the main problems I have really with all of the characters is just that they're all just dumb and they don't make decisions that make sense in any rationale possible.
That's modern horror.
Such as why, okay, so we have the scene where the main girl has her first truth or dare.
Olivia. See, now that I say it, you're like, oh, yeah, I heard that 20,000 fucking times.
She has her first truth or dare, and then is like, oh, my God, the game's real. So then she goes.
Very quickly.
And she's like, guys, the game is real. If you die in the game, you gotta relax. And everybody's like, holy shit.
No, nobody believes her until they immediately cut to like, oh yeah, hey, it just happened to them. I assume it was the demon, like, and only they could hear it. But the sound mixing was really bad. Every time the demon spoke.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like if you're just talking and then I come up and I'm like, Lincoln, truth or dare?
Dare.
It didn't sound that cool.
No, you're doing it too cool.
I couldn't do it as lame as the dude did it.
All right, let me try. It's like, just talk, Kyle. Just talk about your day.
So, you know, I went to work.
Today. No,
that still sounds too
cool. Damn it, that is too good. All
it's
right,
the
on.
Most, like, truth or dare.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty close.
It's just so bland and, like, not demonic. And it's not mixed properly. It's like they put that voice every time it comes up and in post.
Back to your Final Destination thing, all the deaths suck too. Like, really bad.
But you could have done something cooler with them.
Like the one guy who...
Like if it was an R-rated, the guy that stabs himself with the pin and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about. That could have
looked brutal.
But it was not.
Instead, it looked comical.
Well, and also because it was off screen. He's slamming his head against the wall with the pin in his eye. But you don't even see it. Nor do you barely see the pin.
You just see the blood pool under the door a little bit. That's like one of two times we see blood.
And why weren't... Okay, so why weren't their truths...
Good?
Good. And not just plot convenience truths.
And they're all like, you are a demon and one of your truths is tell everybody you're gay. Admit that you love this girl. It was like the most petty fucking sorority sister truths.
And the dares, too. Like, when he's like, I dare you to sleep with your gal pals, BF.
But then the next one's like, oh, I dare you to kill this person. The opening girl we see when she's driving, her dare is to set a woman on fire. A random woman. And then these dares are just, I dare you to walk on the roof until you finish this bottle of vodka. That's literally a dare that we would do.
It's like,
that's like a real dare. That's not a demon dare.
I'm a demon, Kyle. Are you ready? I'm demon Keelik, okay? Hey, Kyle. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Yeah, I dare you to go and jaywalk.
No, I can't, demon.
I can't.
No.
Everybody sees me. They'll pull me over.
Like, the first one we see, the kid in the bar is like, I dare you to take your dick out. That's a college dare. But you go to that to, like, I dare you to shoot this girl in the face. Or, like, at the end, like, the one guy, like, his dare is to choose which one of your friends you kill. Coupled with the same demon that's like, I dare you to come out gay to your dad.
It's a shitty demon.
And it's like, that's a character building thing, right? It happens off screen. And the guy comes back to, like, how'd it go? And he's like, I feel good. I feel good.
Yeah, we're good.
Like, the demon did right by... What?
Why couldn't it... Well, you know, going back to... Because now I'm thinking more and more about how... much of a wasted premise it is. Like, even though, yeah,
hold
it's
stupid.
On.
Are you acting like the premise of a demon haunting a game of
no,
truth or
no,
dare?
No, no, no. Let me explain.
Okay.
Not that aspect.
Okay, because that's not a wasted premise.
I'm saying a horror movie to where you play truth or dare, and if you don't do it, then you die.
That's literally what I just said.
But not the demon aspect of it.
Yeah, they could have kept and left the demon out. But yeah. How do you...
I'm thinking of kind of a Saw scenario.
Like the goofy smiles, you know?
That's dumb. That just, no.
Did it ever stop being funny like it?
No! And this, like, is dumb as fuck.
And like, they try to do things that would be cool in a different movie. Like when the one girl's in the mirror and her mm-hmm. reflection is opposite and does the hilarious smile. I can't get over the fucking smiles. Like it's literally like Jack Nicholson's Batman smile. But they're trying to just really do it. Like, it's CGI every now and then.
Think of this, Kyle. Think of a Suicide Squad scenario of an implant in your spine that will blow up and kill you. And you have to do truth or dares hooked up to a lie detector that is implanted in your skin. So they will know if you are lying, if you say truth. And they'll know if you don't do the dare because of surveillance things. Like, that premise.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Could, potentially. Probably wouldn't be, but...
Well, yeah. This is all theoretical.
It would just be Saul.
Yeah, but and that's kind of what I'm thinking about. There's cool, like, Saw kind of things that you could do with something like that, but nope, he just wants to see a dick.
He just wants to see two people fuck.
That character was so
and
bad.
And then while they're fucking, then he dared the other guy Who do you love? Who do you really love?
It didn't even finish.
It didn't even finish. She did not finish the fucking Dare.
Yeah, Dare was not completed.
This movie's poorly written. I don't know if anyone could tell.
And so, another question that I have, towards the end of the movie. So, they kind of like lock the demon into the guy, you know?
Into the guy.
So, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By just holding him down.
So, they just hold him down, right? So, what would happen if they just tied him up? Can the demon leave him?
Oh, I'm sure he could leave him, yeah. The demon went into a corpse at one point.
Oh, that's right. The demon did go into a corpse.
For the jump scare.
I didn't think about that.
I think that was the only jump scare, wasn't it, in the movie?
No, there were two. So I remember that one, I did my comical jump scare thing that I like to do in dumb movies. I was just waiting for it to happen. And then the second one, I just remember because I was like, oh, and that's supposed to be a jump scare.
They say, I don't even remember.
I had that thought in my head. So, okay. The tongue.
They had to like recite this thing and cut out your tongue and put it in a jar.
Okay.
As a sacrifice.
Yes. Was that the only sacrifice that they could do? Because that's a sacrifice that she did.
Well, she was the witch. She's the one that brought him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was the witch.
She was a witch nun.
Okay, so that's okay. That makes sense.
And then they threw in the thing like, oh, yeah, the priest like touched him and stuff.
Which I didn't understand. Well, I think they were trying to give a reason why she
called the demon.
Yeah,
she could have just been evil. She could have been a kid that just didn't know any better. She could have been fooled by this mischievous demon.
Mischievous demon.
He obviously just fucking likes having fun and fucking with people. Like when he burned Truth or Dare into the guy's arm.
Well, yeah, because the demon has a lot of powers that are not 100%.
He can write. He can change graffiti on the wall.
He can change graffiti. He can write stuff on your body.
He can raise the dead.
Raise the dead. Well, I think he can just inhabit the dead for a period of time.
He
can control your body when you don't do the dare.
Well, but then you have the first scene in the library. So is he actually controlling these, or can he just make you see things?
I think he can make you see things because there's also the scene where the writing's on her car. And the dumb guy.
So all these things in the movie he's not actually doing. He didn't actually burn anything in the guy's arm.
He made him think. Yeah.
Okay. That's like a big power
but
of his. And
but
we just had to figure
the
it out.
The dead thing, though.
But he didn't actually do it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't actually do it.
The kid just thinks he did.
So he can just fuck with you.
He can just fuck with you.
Why didn't they do that more?
Sure, the smile's not real.
Like, though. Cool. And not the dumb smiles.
Why didn't they do anything cool in this movie?
Why did the characters not care about anyone dying?
They did not give a shit.
They're like, oh, that's crazy. He's dead, LOL. And the next scene, they're just like, oh, what's that? Oh,
like the one girl
dead.
That ends up doing the roof thing, she's like, oh, my turn's next. I'm going to get really drunk. And they're like, okay. No, you fucking stay sober, you dumb. And they let her like go be alone and sleep. This is before they learned the two truths and a dare, which they set up. Which at the end is bullshit because they do it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The movie does anyway. Maybe it was a cut scene of another truth. We don't know. Or it would have been two truths because the girl did the dare.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck up their own goddamn rules.
They mess up their own rules.
The demon got a name wrong.
That was the most ridiculous part. There's a character that goes by a false name.
We know him as Carter. I do remember this because he goes by Carter throughout the whole movie. They find out his real name is Sam. He was going by Carter, so they couldn't find him because he was the like last survivor of the original game, blah, blah, blah. At the end, the demon inhabits Marky, and she calls him Carter.
Which the demon says Carter.
Carter. Is the demon? I mean, did he fool the demon with his fake name?
Foolception? Did the demon fool himself?
I'm just going to say it's bad fucking screenwriting. I laughed so goddamn hard at her saying Carter. That scene I laughed at. The license plate I laughed at. The chapstick lipstick I laughed at.
That's right. I forgot about the chapstick lipstick.
Did they think it was funny? Was she just stupid? Was the director dumb? There's a scene of one of our characters looking in a mirror, putting on chapstick. Like one would put on lipstick. Do people really put on chapstick that way?
No.
Did they not know it wasn't lipstick? Was it the demon fooling us into thinking it was actually chapstick when it was lipstick?
So, another question with of the characters being just the worst. There's also a line about the dad that killed himself. About how she says that he's tried it before multiple times. But aren't they like BFFs?
And they would know.
Wouldn't they know about that?
Olivia was at her dad's house when Marky wasn't. Her dad got drunk. He's like, yo, Olivia, want some of this dick? She's like, get away from me. He's like, oh, no. She's like, you should kill yourself. He's like, okay. And he killed himself. You're pretty close friends if you're hanging. Like, I don't go over and just hang out at your house when you're not there.
No.
No.
I was trying to think of a time that you have.
It's just, that's awfully close friends.
Yeah. To not know something that...
obvious.
Well, like, that and also, I mean, she'd be very distraught. Olivia would have, you know.
Yeah.
I would think that if I was friends with someone and their dad, like, tried to kill himself multiple times...
you would know.
I'd probably know that something's going on.
And I know it's a plot point in the movie and they try to explain it, but keeping the gun that your parent used to kill himself...
I don't know why you're so...
why would she do that?
She said because she thought about killing herself, too.
Is that a good reason in your mind, as far as a movie, for her to keep it?
Well, showing that she's mentally unwell, but it never actually, like, amounts to anything.
It's just a weird, like, line. I don't know, it just...
I don't think it's that out of the realms of craziness, especially because she is kind of not there.
Yeah, I will say, I know we're back and forth on the acting. They did their best. Some of them.
I just don't know. It was just bad.
It was bad, but I think, like, the main... girl tried. The main guy tried. I'm not saying they were good. The one guy tried too hard, the prescription forger. He tried way too hard to be like the douche.
Yeah, he was super over the top.
Which is always funny in movies like this of, why would any of these people be friends with him?
Yeah, why would you even like him as a person? He's just a dick.
Like the creeper sex pervert guy, they're not friends with him. Happened to be in Mexico at the same time.
Yeah, but they were like cool with him being with them. That didn't make sense to me either.
And they were sad when he died. For like half a second. And then they moved on and watched the video again. These group of friends, like the nerd stoner, is not hanging out with the jock. It just usually doesn't work that way. The guy that's a piece of shit and everybody hates is usually not in your friend group. That's why we don't invite Lincoln to things.
No, Kyle.
Because he's a fucking jock. Jock-ass bro.
Sorry. Okay. I can sprint so fast.
Oh, that was that guy's truth. Remember how long he'd been forging prescriptions? That was his truth. So their truths, for the most part, are
well,
just...
well, okay, hold on. That one, I actually will defend the demon on. But here...
It's lame for a demon.
It's lame, but it made sense because that was he knew that he was going to lie.
That's true, yeah.
But that goes right back to my thing of why wouldn't he just dare them to kill themselves? Because in that moment, he knew. He was like, I'm going to have you do this thing, and you're going to lie, and you're going to fucking die. Like, I'm going to kill you.
Well, if the guy would have just believed his friends, he wouldn't have lied.
True. Or dare.
The dares were so lame.
But that goes back to, like, you set him in a scenario where that you know that he's going to lie and he's going to die.
One
so why
plus,
do you give a shit about the other people?
One plus, the first two people that died were the most annoying people in the movie. Sex pervert and jock. Jock
yes.
Douche. Did die first. Thank you, movie, for that. Because I don't know that I want to deal with that fucker until the end. At all. The Carter guy, whatever.
Who cares?
They should have never fucking... Oh God, should we talk about the setup? Come out to this monastery with me, and we'll play Truth or Dare. And they're like, that sounds fucking lame. It's a kid's game. No. But your friends will either, like, tell the truth, or you can dare them to do stuff. And they're like, all right.
Fucking sick. But Kyle, it's so much fun.
It'd be like if I'm like, Lincoln, let's play Battleship.
Battleship.
No, you're supposed to hate it. Lincoln, let's play Battleship.
Oh, shucks.
No, Lincoln, you'll either win or you'll lose.
What? Kyle, Battleship's fun, though.
I know, but I'm just saying it's fucking stupid.
Hey,
Truth or Dare is a stupid premise.
I want to talk about the stupidest thing. That someone with 4,000 subscribers on YouTube can reach an audience of the entire world. I want to talk about the end.
They didn't imply it's the entire world.
I don't know, with that bad green screen.
Oh, God.
That was the part that I laughed really hard.
Birdemic has better green screen.
So, at the end of the movie, they decide, because this is also Rings, that to make sure that they don't get a Truth or a Dare for... however long, that they need to get everyone in the world on it.
Well, she tries to fool the demon first by getting the demon and Marky and then doing the truth or dare to the demon. And he's like, this doesn't work that way. And she's like, no, you have to. Once you're asked, you're in. He's like, I dare. And she says something. He's like, yeah, I don't have to do it.
And that's the end of it.
Who's going to kill me? It's my game, jackass. I'm the demon. I don't know what you're doing. And she's like, I'm a liar. I'm a YouTube streamer. So I'm just going to stream Truth or Dare to everybody.
And then she reaches the world.
The whole point of that is, like, she's not free. It just means it's going to be a lot of turns before she's next again.
Yeah.
She's eventually going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point is she knows that.
But the demon
sucks. She's
like,
I'm going to take down a bunch. Yeah, that's true. They'll just all be crying. And
yeah, so it's going to be like 30 years from now. And then all of a sudden, like, Truth or
like,
Dare.
All right, I slept with your boyfriend. God.
Yeah, it's going to be like, Truth. And then he's going to be like, what? Is your favorite color?
Like, Truth, she just screams in the middle of school. Yes, I ate the last ding dong. And everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, you fucking bitch!
You fucking storm whore!" So, another question that I've been mulling on, which is the ending.
I didn't watch any, but I went on YouTube just to see if they existed. There are ending explained videos.
How the fuck? At this point, it's just like a meme. Yeah. They can't be real.
I can't. That's why I didn't watch it. I'm like, you can't be serious on explaining this ending.
All right, so...
we knew it was coming because they set it up twice.
Here's my question.
Okay.
This is the question of the hour.
Were those people really in England? Because they weren't.
So, to continue the game of Truth or Dare, Sam had to bring...
well, that was his dare.
Yeah, to the monastery, right? To get them to the game. So, I have multiple questions about this. Couldn't he have just had them do a Truth or Dare game anywhere? Because if it has to be at that monastery, then her doing the YouTube Truth or Dare thing shouldn't work.
Well, that's, we're assuming that that's true. Maybe he thought it had to be at the monastery.
Well, but I thought that the witch said that. She was like, the reason why that you had to do it was because you had to, like, be
well, in his
domain.
Well, but if she did the live stream from the monastery...
that still wouldn't count.
They don't follow their own rules, Lincoln. That's they don't wild. Follow the two truths and a dare when Lucas gets the fucking dare at the end. You're trying to put rules where there aren't rules.
Because there are no rules in this movie, okay?
Well, there are. But
I'm
they
trying
just don't
to make
follow.
Sense of it all.
And the demon doesn't even set the rules. The two truths and the dare came from the first group of fucking people. They did it because they just said, that's how we play.
Yeah, so, like, can't the demon change the rules?
I don't think the demon had rules set.
He's just like, all right, let's just go.
I like the way you're playing.
Cool,
let's do that. Yeah, that's pretty... all right, because cool.
Couldn't the demon just make it so, hey, you're going to do Truth or Dare?
Maybe.
But it's all dares.
Maybe the demon has no idea what Truth or Dare is, and he only bases it off the game he heard, and that's why all the things are so lame. I dare you to put a finger in your butt for 5 seconds. I'm a demon.
Yeah. Are you sad that you didn't see the demon? I was hoping it was going to be like Insidious.
I pictured it as
demon.
Being, like, I even just did it there. I picture it being the Insidious demon.
Okay, I did too.
Like, every time I think of Kallax, I think of the like that frame where it's just behind the guy.
Yep.
It's like, hey, I'm just a dude in face paint. But he has the smile, so he's like, eh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I wasn't the only one thinking of that.
I think maybe there's a crossover.
Isn't there like 9 Insidious movies now?
There's 4.
There's 4? That's one more than I thought there was.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the 3 and then Last Key, I think, was 4, right?
Hey, you know what's really good?
Not Insidious.
The Conjuring. It's a good movie.
Still haven't seen the second. We didn't watch the second one, have we?
I saw the second one.
Maybe.
Did you not watch it?
I don't think so.
I might have watched it without you.
Oh, what a bitch.
It's fucking great.
You know what else is really good?
I thought we watched The Conjuring
2. Maybe we did. I don't fucking
Didn't we watch Conjuring 2 for Halloween?
I don't think so.
Not on Halloween, but during the month of Halloween?
I don't think so.
Great movie.
Oh, no. We didn't because we were saving it for next year. Or this year.
Well.
Oh, trust me. I have a list. We can do a lot more.
Okay. I mean, we should... I
spoiler.
I forgot
for Halloween this year, we're going to do direct sequels. So, part twos. They have to have part 2 in the title.
Well, we can still watch it. Because we're
holding on to House of 1,000 Corpses, too. Mm-hmm. Or not House of... House is October.
House is Octoberville, too.
And I just don't want to fucking watch that movie until goddamn October.
Kyle, Truth or Dare?
Truth.
What do you want to give this movie?
On a movie level, I'm giving it like 1. On an enjoyment factor, I'm going to give it like an 8.5. I thoroughly enjoyed the shitness of this film. I laughed until I cried. And I can't say that about any comedy that we have watched.
Yeah, on a movie level, about 1 to 2 range. On an enjoyment level, I'm a lot lower than you. Like, probably like a 6.8.
What am I going to put this on when I put it on Letterboxd? What score
I don't
am
know.
I going to put?
Just a 1. Just a 1 star. I just felt myself bored a lot of the time. A lot of it was really fucking boring.
It was boring, but then somebody smiled and I was right back. I was right back in there. Like, because they would do the like little like pan shot where it'd be a normal face. Somebody walked by and it's like, eh.
I think this is interesting because it's like Bye Bye Man. I love Bye Bye Man way more than you do. And I think you love this movie way more. I think we have the divide.
It's, yeah, this is our movie.
God, I love Bye Bye Man.
They're both shit. We all agree they're both garbage movies. But I just enjoy that this actually exists. This isn't a theater. This is nothing more than a direct-to-DVD movie. That's all this should have been, was direct-to-DVD. This should have been one. We still would have been stupid. Well, no, because the cover.
This was like a Shudder exclusive.
The cover doesn't even look like something we would find at the video store and go, oh, we should watch that. It doesn't look like a horror movie.
Fear.com looks like one.
Fear.com.com? Nah, I hate that fucking movie.
Kyle, truth or dare?
Wait, how many times are we going to do
Kyle,
this?
Kyle, truth or dare? You got to do a truth or dare.
Truth. I get two truths. And then you got to do a dare.
Kyle, is what is your favorite character in Truth or Dare?
I don't remember. Olivia.
Okay.
All right, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Dare me, Kyle.
I dare you, as soon as you turn off this episode,
uh-huh,
to go home and watch Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 5 times.
Oh!